From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. According to a new study, Minnesota ranks at the bottom of 12 Midwest states for affordable rent. In Cook County, 40% of renters are probably paying more than they can afford. The report Out of Reach 2010 has been released by the National Low Income Housing Coalition and the Minnesota Housing Partnership. The study says affordable rents represent the generally accepted standard of spending not more than 30% of gross income on gross housing costs. Using that definition, local renters should be paying $455 per month. Instead, they're paying an average of $588 per month for a two-bedroom rental. That figure is about $40 lower than rents generally found in Greater Minnesota, but nearly equal to neighboring Lake County. Lee Rosenberg, Research and Outreach Manager of the Minnesota Housing Partnership, told the Minnesota News Connection living in rural Minnesota isn't cheap.
Not only do workers in more rural areas make less money to begin with, there can be a shortage of rental housing, which can really push prices up. So there is a serious affordability gap there in Greater Minnesota.
Out of Reach 2010 says a worker needs to earn $23,520 annually to afford a two-bedroom rental in Cook County. At the current average wage, that means a renter household needs to tally up 66 hours a week on the job year-round, slightly more than 1.5 wage earners to meet the affordability criteria. It's even tougher for minimum wage earners and those receiving supplemental security income payments. The U.S. government formally announced its move to end federal wolf protection in the western Great Lakes region by the end of the year. The move was reported last month but was finalized by top Interior Department officials as they took formal action on Wednesday. They said that management of the animals should be handed back to state and tribal governments. According to Interior Secretary Ken Salazar, wolves in Minnesota, Michigan, and Wisconsin have biologically recovered from the brink of extinction and, in his words, no longer need the protection of the Endangered Species Act. He further called the resurgence of wolves a great success story of the act and a remarkable milestone for an iconic American species. After three failed efforts to delist Great Lakes wolves over the past decade, all held up by court action, the government this time is trying a new twist, declaring gray wolves in the region a separate species from eastern wolves. The federal government will examine the status of eastern wolves and determine what, if anything, should be done to restore that species across eastern states where it no longer exists. The result of that status review could stall the delisting effort if the new eastern wolf is found in need of protections because the two species are nearly impossible to tell apart without DNA analysis. Meanwhile, the government published a final regulation ending wolf protection across much of the western United States based on legislation approved by Congress and signed by President Obama last month. Wolves will lose federal protection starting Thursday, May 5th, across the northern Rocky Mountains, with wolf management handed back to states and tribes. The lone exception is Wyoming, where federal protections will remain until the state has passed a wolf management plan that's protective enough for federal regulators. Lodging tax revenues for March were up from the same month last year countywide, according to the latest report from the Cook County Auditor Treasurer's Office. Lutzentofte revenues for the year-to-date are up 12.4% over 2010 at this time. Grand Marais year-to-date revenues are up 8.1%, and the Gunflint Trail revenues for the year are up 13%. Overall, lodging tax revenues countywide are up 12% for the year-to-date. The auditor's office emphasizes that not all businesses report taxes at the same time each year, and revenues are an apples-to-apples comparison. That means only businesses which reported lodging tax revenues both in March of this year and last year are included in the monthly accounting. This past weekend, approximately 100 responders and support gathered at the Grand Marais Harbor for full-scale emergency training. I spoke with Jim Wienanen, the county's emergency management director, about the drill.
Full-scale exercise requires the response agencies to roll their trucks out and do the things that they're trained for. It started out with an interest in having the fire departments work on a simulated aircraft crash. and we had lined up the fuselage, especially designed for these training purposes. So those folks were ready to come up and work with our fire departments. And then the interest by EMS, they wanted to play and roll the ambulances and take care of victim actors. In order to do that and have rolling stock on the roads, we need to have law enforcement taking care of traffic control, so it got a little bigger. The hospital wanted to play, and when they have lots of patients come in, that's called patient surge. And then our Public Health Human Services that has responsibility for sheltering evacuees from fires like we've experienced in the past, they wanted to practice mass shelter for displaced persons. It's kind of a natural lead-in to practicing public information processes, and also we're working on a local initiative called Local Incident Management Team. So there's a number, there's seven functions there that we wanted to practice or exercise, and all told it involved about 100 responders.
How did it go?
The response from folks was really, really positive. One of the objectives is coordinating responders. How do we work together? How do we communicate?
It apparently went off without a hitch.
In large part, yes. But there are some lessons. Putting this on takes the support, both financial and physical active support of many people. And then many businesses provided door prizes and lots of individual contributions. Really appreciate their involvement and support.
So how are you going to top this one, Jim?
Oh, man, I've been asked that. We'll see. We've got a year to think about it, don't we?
You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.